to Chapel Hill.
I'd probably go over, across the mountain, mm-hmm. Chapel Hill.
Yeah. Now you wouldn't.
I'd go over to Chapel Hill and I'd go over to Asheville. Uh-huh. I'd go over to Spartanburg and Columbia. I sure would.
But you couldn't. You couldn't. You say over to Columbia too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
because we go through Newfound Gap. Uh-huh. Going over there.
I see.
It's an over.
Yeah, that is interesting. But you don't. It isn't. There isn't enough distance east to make it out, I suppose. To make it out, one out. He's in Chicago, we say sometimes out east. He's out east.
Mm-hmm.
As well as out west.
I don't think we go out west and then just go east.
And if you're talking about someone living, say, at the Browns' house, would you, how about over, up, down?
Oh, I say over at Ruth's. Which is across the road, or up at Marshall's, which is just beyond Ruth, which is up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over to Kitty's, which is all the way over in the other part of town. I used to go over to my mother's.
Right. Now, it's over. What determines that?
A distance. I go up to the neighbors, or across to the neighbors, mm-hmm. But when I go out of my subdivision and into Maryville, to someone's house, I'm going over to their
house. Well, what's the difference between going over and or going up and going across?
I never go across. I guess I haven't learned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up to places that really are north of me,
mm-hmm.
or seem north to me. They may be northeast.
But you went to a neighbor's house in the south. Here, would you say I went down to?
No. I might go down the hill to someone's house if they were down the hill, but it's more a matter of Ruth and Marshall live up the hill.
Do you ever distinguish, this is an interesting distinction I got in Cleveland, and that was up and down on the basis of social differences.
No, you may hear someone say you're keeping exalted company tonight or something like that.
But I didn't mean that. I mean living. I mean saying that a person lives down in whether it's
in such and such a subdivision,
which is a lower or up in.
I don't think so because we talked quite a bit about Parkside, which is our housing, federal housing where Rose lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say Rose lives in Parkside.
Mm-hmm. But would you say up, down, over there?
No, Rose is in Parkside. Yeah. I live in Westwood.
All right, let's say you went there. Would you say I went over there, I went up there, I went down there?
No, I went to Rose's home in Parkside.
So you wouldn't use any one of those.
Uh-uh.
Okay. We're talking about all the people, kind of a depreciative term for all the kind of...
The great mass.
Yeah, you're talking about your friends, let's say, and you're just kind of using it in a depreciative sense that we're there, but using the whole something was there,
the whole group, the whole gang.
All right. And music plays, people get out on the floor, and that's a...
The dance.
All right. And when you're driving or in the school zone around 3 or 4 o'clock, you have to be careful because school...
Children are crossing.
Yeah. And because
the school is out.
Yeah. And you might have to call you want to find out the child begins school in September, you want to know the exact date, you might call the principal and ask when does school
start.
And a boy doesn't attend one class, you might say
he cut or he laid out.
All right, now is there a difference between those two?
Cut would be more on the college term, and laid out would be someone the truant officer would go after.
I see. And laid out would be all day rather than just one
class. Not necessarily. I have heard the children say he laid out of chemistry.
Oh, that would be in high school.
In one period, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And a person goes to school in order to get a good...